With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Another 11 Israeli hostages were freed by terror group Hamas on Monday as Israel released 33 Palestinian prison inmates and another swap under a temporary ceasefire deal. The latest exchange came on the same day that the two sides agreed to extend the truce, which was set to expire. Correspondent Sam Mednick reports Israel intends to resume military action eventually.
However long this ceasefire continues to go on for, Israel has made it very clear that once it is over, they are going to continue the war effort. They are going to go into Gaza. They say their aims are to eradicate Hamas and to make sure that all the hostages are returned.
11 Israeli women and children freed by Hamas entered Israel Monday night after more than 7 weeks in captivity in Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, an eminent domain case involving a Georgia railroad could have widespread property law implications. Correspondent Norman Hall explains.
The standoff is between the rural neighborhood of Sparta and Sandersonville Railroad, owned by an influential Georgia family. At issue is whether the railroad can legally condemn property to build a 4.5-mile, 200-foot-wide rail line that would serve a rock quarry. Sparta residents say it would generate noise and dust. Railroads have long had the power of eminent domain, but Georgia law says such land seizures must be for public use. Opponents say the project would only benefit the quarry owned by a publicly traded German firm. A hearing officer will make a recommendation to a state commission that will decide. I'm Norman Hall.
Portland police homicide detectives taking over an investigation into a death of a woman. Clark County Sheriff's Office originally investigated the case. They were trying to determine whether the woman's death was connected to the recent deaths of other women in that region. This is SRN News. A study of religious life in the UK gets a little help.
The University of Reading has been awarded $1.2 million by the British Arts and Humanities Research Council to take an in-depth look at the role of Christianity in the country's medieval period. And the school says it will draw much of its data from the findings of British metal detectorists. Over the years, these folks have unearthed all kinds of ancient religious objects, and now the University of Reading will draw upon them for their study. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold its general elections next year, and the small Christian population is uncomfortable. Persecution of believers in India is on the rise, but it tends to peak during election year when unscrupulous politicians try to score points by inciting radical Hindus. International Christian Concern says divisive rhetoric and comments directly opposing Christianity have already become a staple for candidates leading up to Election Day. This is SRN News. Israel and Hamas agree to extend a truce for two more days. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
The fourth plan hostage for prisoner exchange between Israel and the Hamas terrorist organization is in place for Monday evening. At the same time, officials from the United States, Qatar, Egypt, and Israel have been negotiating for two additional days of quiet and possibly additional hostage for prisoner swaps. For Israel, it's a Sophie's choice, knowing the pause in fighting allows Hamas to regroup and improve its overall position before another round of fighting. Making matters worse, at the end of the negotiated exchange, Hamas will still hold a number of hostages, including a 10-month-old baby, effectively tying the Israelis' hands and reducing the options available. The hostages include two women and nine children. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.